CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys? And welcome back to CPA After Dark, where we talk tax strategies, wealth building, and everything in between. I'm your host, Kristen, and I'm here with my beautiful CPA, Marit.
Hi, guys.
She actually brought up this thing I've never heard of before. It's called an accountable plan. And we are going to do something a little bit different. We've not done this yet on the channel, but she is my CPA and I am her small business owner. So we are going to discuss this idea of doing an accountable plan the way we would in under normal circumstances when, you know, your CPA comes at you and says, I think you should do this. So I'm going to have some real questions and she's going to have some real answers. So let's tackle this.
Right. So when I first brought up the idea of an accountable plan to Kristen, she definitely wanted to, more information. And I think not only is it helpful to explain to small business owners, I think it's really helpful to explain for tax practitioners because there isn't a lot of guidance around it. However, the IRS does really want, I don't even know, maybe they require S-Corp owners to follow this accountable plan policy. So to break it down in simple terms, an accountable plan would be when you as the employee have used some sort of personal property like your car or your personal credit card to, you know, go drive somewhere for a business purpose or go buy something for, you know, the business office and you didn't have your company card. In a normal situation where you were working at a corporation, if you were using these personal things, you would turn in your receipts, right? For if you used your personal card, you'd turn it into HR or you'd turn in the miles that you drove for this corporation and you'd say, yo, pay me back for this. Like, I'm not just going to use all of my personal property for you and then you're not going to pay me back. And so that's essentially what an accountable plan is for an S Corp owner who is also an employee as well. So Where do you feel confused on this, Kristen? Do you feel like you kind of like I've simplified it or can I break it down better?
So like to troubleshoot, right? So we use our Tahoe for like everything, but I also have my BMW. And if my Tahoe is getting an oil change or, you know, Chris has it somewhere and I need to go pick up, I don't know, toilet paper for the Airbnb, right? So I run to Costco to go get toilet paper, come home. So I have mileage, right? And now I also have a receipt. So instead of, or you're saying if I didn't put it on the company card, I could then submit the receipt to the business and the miles that I drove and be reimbursed directly from the business. And then that's an expense that the business has incurred.
Yeah. So you want to have a written policy in place. You can find templates and it's not a legal document that you have to file anywhere. You don't have to give it to the IRS. So you can make up what you want in your accountable plan. You can say, okay, well, I'm going to reimburse you for, I will reimburse the employee for, you know, anything that, whatever you can, I'll reimburse them for office supplies. I'll reimburse them if they do a on the job task with their personal car. We'll do the miles at the mileage rate. You know, you get technical with it, you know, labeling out the restrictions. They have to turn in their receipts by 60 days or whatever in order. And then the IRS really wants to see you actually transferring that money from the S Corp to the employee. So they want to see that transaction of you paid them back for their personal use. And then you get to take it as an expense and they don't have to claim it as taxable income. It's a reimbursement. It does. We've been back and forth on this in my professional group and we've come to the conclusion that once it's been reimbursed to the employee, it doesn't need to be put on their W-2. It's not taxable to them. And so really, if you can just follow these few steps of creating the document for the company policy, and then making sure that you're actually, which I know, Kristen, you're really good at that, at turning in receipts or documenting your, you just do it more than once a year at the end of the year. You do it, you know, every month or every 3 months or whatever your account.
I do it every week in case anybody's tracking.
yeah, totally. So that's, and you know, the reason why this is important is because before the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017, if you were an employee, going back to just looking at a normal corporation employee relationship, if you were an employee and you were doing something with your personal, let's say you were working from home. And so you're like, hey, well, I'm spending money to have this office. Like, I'm spending money on electricity. I'm spending money on internet to do this work for my employer. They're not having to pay for any of the cost. You could, before 2017, take that as a miscellaneous itemized deduction on your taxes. Well, they got rid of that in 2017. And then COVID hit, and hundreds of however many people started working from home doing their home office. And it's kind of stayed the, you know, I would say a lot of people went back to work, but there were definitely businesses that adopted the whole, we will let you work remotely thing. And don't
a
think
lot,
that they have, and they did, they have, some of them have this intention of it really cuts costs. They no longer have to pay for a brick and mortar building for their employees to come in. They don't have to provide offices. They don't have to provide power for all these employees. And so I've actually even talked to my taxpayers who have a normal W-2 job, and they'll say, well, I work from home. Can I write off my home office? And I'm like, you can't, because you're not a small, you know, you're not a small business. You're a W-2 employee, and that deduction is gone. So go to your employer and ask them to make an accountable plan and reimburse you. Yeah. And, you know, some of them are like, I don't want to rock the boat with my employer. I don't want to do that. But I'm like, that's kind of rude. They're going to, and they think, they're like, well, we're giving you the flexibility to work from home. You should be grateful. Don't ask us for any money, you know, to like pay for office. So it goes back and forth. Like, but that's kind of the same concept as doing it in your S corp. It just gets more confusing, because when it's an S corp and you're the employee and you're also the main shareholder, you're like, what, where's the line? How you want me to do it? And so I feel like that kind of simplifies it in the way of like, you can look at this part of the S corp as corporation employee treatment.
Yeah. Like, I know for me, normally I have, if I'm whatever card I need for my business, I have it on me at all times. I always have my business card on me. So as far as like making a purchase that would be business related, unless for some reason the card didn't work, I'm covered that way. But from a vehicle standpoint, there are times where we don't have the Tahoe and I have to take my BMW somewhere and it will be for business use. And I track my mileage, but you're saying to submit it and have it reimbursed more in real time.
Yeah.
Then for like an end of the year.
Need. And same with your home office. Same with the home office. You would be reimbursed for using your home office. And then.
Oh, okay. So in real time, instead of waiting to the end of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially because you do everything so quick. Yeah. You could easily get your monthly utilities and say, this is the percentage I spent for my home office, and submit it. And then you pay yourself. You pay yourself out of the S corp and they get to take it as that deduction. And, you know, we were talking about this last week in my training about the Augusta rule and the home office, because in order, and you and I have that video that we did recently about the Augusta rule, which I love, saying if you rent your home under 14 days, you can, you know, not claim the income. And there is a lot of differing opinions from tax practitioners that say, well, but if you have a home office that you're renting to your S corp, if they pay you home office rent, then if they're just, say, as an S corp, you're just deducting home office rent, then you're, you should be taking a 1099 for renting your home office to your corporation. And so that's negating the whole deduction, and it's messing up your Augusta rule. So, I mean, and you know, some people say, oh, the home office doesn't affect the Augusta rule at all. That's for you to decide with your personal CPA how you want to tackle that. But a safe rule of thumb, which I think is just kind of a good way to help you, is if you have your home office as a reimbursement, now you're not renting your home office to the corporation. You're an employee that's working
Right.
from home. You're using your personal resources to do this business work. And they're just reimbursing you for it. So that's kind of like if you're planning on the Augusta rule, I don't hate the
So
idea of
I
having your home
see.
office on an accountable plan. Just kind of extra
Okay.
insurance there to take the deduction.
Oh, so that's probably the conversation that had triggered this whole accountable plan because we had talked
It
about
was.
possibly using the Augusta rule in 2024, and then we had you had brought up the accountable plan. So
Yeah.
if we did the reimbursement, you're saying then we could still do the Augusta rule and it wouldn't
Well,
mess anything up.
I just
It'd
think
be
it
cleaner.
helps your claim that you haven't been renting your home
Gotcha.
for more than 14 days because you're not renting it. You're using it as an employee and you're saying, pay me back. I'm not just like using this for free
Right.
company, you know, like pay me. It's not a rent in that case. It's an accountable plan. You don't have to get a 1099 for renting your home office to the corporation. For me, it just feels cleaner. And for a
I
lot
like
of the
clean.
practitioners we talked to in the group agreed it felt cleaner. And there were other practitioners who were like, that doesn't matter, and this and that. So, you know, the comments be kind. That's just my personal opinion of like, I feel like it's a cleaner way to do it where you can very easily say it wasn't rented for 14 days with the home office because I was just getting reimbursed for the use.
Right. I see what you're saying. And I agree, like cleaner is always better. So if it takes a couple extra pieces of paper to make it cleaner, don't be lazy and just do it. So I see what you're saying. So I guess I will do the accountable plan. And
Yeah.
it's not that difficult. I mean, I'll
Yeah.
sign a document, right? Saying that I'm
Yeah.
taking that this accountable plan is going into effect. You mentioned that there are templates that people could use for it. And there are a few times I could definitely see needing it other than my home office. So that's pretty simple to utilize.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Yeah.
I
When you
feel
pay
confident about
yourself
it.
back for your reimbursements, it just goes on your profit and loss. It just goes on as an expense. So it's great. It's still going to lower your taxable income. You don't have to
Okay.
take it as income when you get paid. And so I've seen on the other hand, I've had clients who like have over, I mean, they're almost reimbursing themselves too much. So that's something else that you have to be careful because they're like, heck yeah, bigger expense. More money in my pocket. This is amazing. So I guess that's a good way to close it out is to make that point that just like with everything, you're gonna, it's like pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Don't be a greedy with this accountable plan and overestimate your price. You know, don't
Right.
overestimate these costs so that you can take a big deduction and then have actual cash in your pocket to spend that you're like,
No, it
I'm not
should
paying
be
taxes on this.
associated with a receipt or with
Yeah, I
actual
like that.
mileage. So it shouldn't be any kind of an inflated amount of money.
Yeah, yes. Because I've seen clients definitely abuse the accountable plan. I don't like it. I don't want to work with people that do that. And it's just like it's just start, you start getting into the dangerous space when you do that. So
Yeah,
do
no,
it and
make it clean, guys.
make it clean, make it
Yeah.
above board, and you'll be set.
Well, I hope you guys liked this video. This was different. So comment below and let us know if you liked, the CPA to the small business owner and how we went back and forth a little bit with that. Real questions, real answers. So we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark. And make sure you're subscribing to the channel.